Message number 1226. You either serve God or give in to the folly of men. Wednesday, October 1, 2014 at 21:15. My dearly beloved daughter, the betrayal of me, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, is rampant amongst those who say they serve me. Even those who say they are my loyal servants have deserted me, and their faith is but just a glimmer of its former state. What began with a love and compassion for me has been reduced to a fraction of what it was before, and this has been caused by many things. So much disdain for my church came about because of fallen souls within it who were led into grave sin. Many innocent sacred servants of mine suffered because of the sins of others, and this brought them great shame. Then, when the laws of God were pushed to one side and barely spoken about, many forgot that the commandments of God had to be upheld at all costs. If my sacred servants stopped preaching the truth and dismissed the importance of addressing the existence of sin, how then could God's children be any the wiser? My sacred servants have a moral duty to uphold the Word of God and to warn God's children about the danger of sin. But this they have decided not to do. Many are afraid to preach the truth for fear of being persecuted by those who will blame them for the sins of others. During my time on earth, I never hesitated to preach about the punishment which man will face lest he seeks God's forgiveness for his sins. Fear of God's punishment should not be the reason to avoid sin, but only so that you, the sinner, can be saved. Sin is something you have to live with, but you must never accept it. You must fight it, for I desire to save your souls. Why would I not desire to save your souls, whatever the cost? Did I not suffer for you and die an agonizing death on the cross so that you could be redeemed in God's eyes? Why then do my sacred servants not preach about the absolute necessity to seek eternal life? If you do not seek eternal life, then you will not find it. It is the duty of all those who serve me to help save man from eternal damnation. The truth has been hidden for so long that many souls, due to their complacency, have been lost to me. Know that I will send forth my angels on the last day, and that man will be divided into two halves, those who have committed atrocities and those who are of me. I ask you, my sacred servants, to tell the truth, for if you do not, then you will lose me many souls, and for that I will never forgive you. You either serve God or give in to the folly of men. Your Jesus.